From the 91.5 KRCC newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. A Type 1 Incident Command team assumed command of the Junkins Fire this morning. 260 personnel are fighting the blaze, including hand crews, air tankers, and helicopters. The fire has burned nearly 17,000 acres and remains at 0% containment. The incident commander expects to see some containment tomorrow. The fire started when a power line was knocked down due to strong winds, landing on a barbed wire fence. Peterson Air Force Base officials say 150,000 gallons of water containing perfluorinated compounds, or PFCs, were mistakenly discharged into the Colorado Springs sewer system. 91.5 KRCC's Jake Brownell has more.
Officials say the water was being held in a large retention tank in a fire training area on the base. They say they knew the water contained the potentially harmful chemicals and were working on a plan to safely dispose of it. But sometime earlier this month, the tank was mistakenly emptied into the municipal sewer system. Peterson Air Force Base Environmental Chief Fred Brooks says discharging the tank is not a simple process.
There's at least two valves that have to be turned on, and then the electrical control for this is above ground and separate from that, so it's at least a three-step process.
A spokesperson for Colorado Springs Utilities says the water then passed through a wastewater treatment plant and eventually made its way into Fountain Creek. Current treatment processes at the CSU plant don't remove PFCs from wastewater. An Air Force investigation into the incident is underway. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Jake Brownell.
This is 91.5 KRCC News.